Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Parmalee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Roy Parmalee. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Luke Iazza. Batting second. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting third. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Burger. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Sam Leslie. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mickey Haslin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cliff Melton. Pitching for the New York Giants, Cliff Melton. And now, play ball. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chiazza fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is hit by the pitch. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Luke Iazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Iazza hits a line drive into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges strikes out. There goes Hartnett. The throw from Danning to Haslin, and Hartnett is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Lonnie Frey now playing third base. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Parmley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parmley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen strikes out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a line drive into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0 for 1 in the game. Chiazza bunts towards the mound. Parmley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Haslin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Melton, and towards Haslin, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. Berger hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott strikes out. Two outs. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Leslie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Haslin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hartnett moves to second. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 0-for-1 in the game. Marte bunts towards third. Chiazza fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hartnett moves to third. Gerges moves to second. Roy Parmelee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parmelee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parmelee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hartnett scores. Gerges scores. Marte moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chiazza fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Chiazza. Marte scores. Parmelee moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-1 in the game. Frey bunts towards third. Chiazza fields it and throws to first for the out. Parmelee moves to third. Gallen moves to second. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leslie scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehead covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. Demery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parmelee scores. Gallen scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Demery moves to third. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-1 in the game. Danning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kiddo Davis pinch hits for Cliff Meldon. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chiazza hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danning moves to second. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chiazza fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Parmelee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parmelee is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Parmelee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. Marty moves to second. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 3 in the game. Gallen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Chiazza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger is 0 for 2 in the game. Burger takes first base on ball 4. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 2 in the game. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Burger moves to second. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Leslie takes first base on ball 4. Burger moves to third. Ott moves to second. Kurt Davis now pitching. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Haslin takes first base on ball 4. Burger scores. Ott moves to third. Leslie moves to second. It's 5-1, Cubs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Danning hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Ripple pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ott scores. Leslie scores. Haslin moves to third. It's 5-3, Cubs. Larry French now pitching. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Haslin scores. Ripple moves to second. It's 5-4, Cubs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripple moves to third. Chiazza moves to second. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ripple scores. 2 outs. It's Cubs, 5, Giants, 5. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burger hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Schumacher now pitching. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. Frey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Cubs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Collins strikes out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herman moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berger. Gerges reaches second base with a double. Herman scores. Hartnett moves to third. It's 7-5, Cubs. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Marte is walked intentionally. Ken O'Day pinch hits for Larry French. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day takes first base on ball 4. Hartnett scores. Gerges moves to third. Marte moves to second. It's 8-5, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-4 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Haslin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Clay Bryant now pitching. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Leslie takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Haslin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leslie moves to second. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Danning hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny McCarthy pinch hits for Hal Schumacher. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Baker now pitching. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leslie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Frey for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Demery takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Demery moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Haslin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Chiazza strikes out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Whitehead strikes out. Two outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Burger hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Marte bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Gerges moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant takes first base on ball 4. Gerges moves to third. Marte moves to second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-5 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leslie fields it, throws to home for 1, and back over to first, double play. Marte moves to third. Bryant moves to second. 2 outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Frey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marte scores. Bryant scores. It's 10-5, Cubs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Frey. The throw from Danning and he is safe. Frey steals second. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Collins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Ott hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Leslie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Haslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Haslin takes first base on ball 4. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Haslin moves to second. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and New York Giants, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.